At a council meeting on Tuesday evening, councillors voted against a motion to open the Halifax Common as a new tent site for those experiencing homelessness. Max Chauvin, the Director of Housing and Homelessness, presented a report with recommendations on how to tackle the current homelessness issue. Among the recommendations, Chauvin mentioned opening two areas of the Halifax Common to be used as tent sites.
That the Halifax Commons could be used for a large encampment site. We've proposed two pieces of that. The first would be to look at a smaller encampment on the corner of Cogswell and North Park Street, what some people call the mound, which is, it's just raised a little bit there. And then at the end of October, when the rentals for the crusher dust ball diamonds on the north side of the common are completed, we would take those ball diamonds and use that for a larger encampment that would require significant supports, but it would be next to a permanent washroom facility that would provide that encampment with running water, washrooms, and power, all which would be essential things. And we would look at other sites as necessary. It is important to realize that the space on the mound is only going to hold about 20 tents. So it will take time to relieve the pressure sufficiently in Grand Parade and Victoria Park to meet what we've talked about in the report.
Councillor Sean Cleary said opening a tent site in the common will give way to more overcrowding like Halifax has seen in other parks currently being used as tent sites. Cleary also suggested that the province dip into an emergency fund like what was done during the wildfires and floods earlier this summer.
It is shocking to see the level of homelessness and the housing crisis reach the levels it has in the last couple of years. And as Mr. Chauvin pointed out, it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. I thank our staff, Max and Bill, and all the folks who have been visiting encampments and providing the supports and changing out the porta potties and providing water and doing all the things that they've been doing, directing people to resources, all of those things. It is yeoman service, and I don't think any of us can thank you enough for that. But, man, we are overwhelmed by this problem. And as the level of government with the least amount of resources, it's stunning. And especially, you look at the financial implications here, and we're talking 30 grand, 50 grand, 60 grand. I mean, we're not even, when we think about the temporary modulars we put in at 4 to 5 million, you know, we're talking little drips in the bucket here, but the problem is getting exponentially worse. And I'm not sure how we can address the problem with tens of thousands of dollars. I actually think the same way we do when there is a fire or a flood or a hurricane, we dip into our reserves because we're in an emergency, and we say, frigate, we'll figure out the financing later. Maybe other levels of government will help us out.
Councillor Sam Austin voiced his frustrations with the provincial government, calling the tent encampments a band-aid solution and saying more needs to be done by higher levels of government to help the current housing crisis.
You look at the contrast out in Tantallon, where you have a wildfire, within a month you have a plan to bring in housing. How long have we been asking for help, pleading with our provincial government for some action on this? It's going on 3 years now. In 3 years. And they've done some things. I try, as angry as I have become about this, I try and remember that. But, like, out in the world, it's not amounting to what needs to be done. So I think we're at a point, we have to conclude, the province is not going to come to our rescue on this. I live in hope that maybe there'll be a change of heart, change of direction, but if you're judging, and this issue has been long, it has been a long time coming, but if you look at the choices that our current government has made, they do not lend anyone to think that the cavalry's coming, that there will be a rescue here. So we are left to decide how are we best going to continue to band-aid this impossible problem that absolutely should not be happening in a society as wealthy and as prosperous as ours.